Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, the governor has appointed a group to take a look at an issue that's very important to almost everybody, I think, and that would be retirement and saving for retirement. What has he got in mind here?
Well, this task force that was appointed follows along the lines of some bills that were put into Annapolis in the General Assembly in the last 2 years that really attempts to take on the issue of private sector employees and their saving for retirement. And it looks like some of the issues that this task force is going to take a look at is the issue of requiring businesses to provide access to an employer-provided plan and maybe even the possibility of some sort of a state pool which employers could join and then put their employees into.
Sounds a little bit like Back to the Future, Brian.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, over the last 20 or 25 years or so, we have seen the defined benefit employer-provided pension system kind of go the way of the dodo. It sort of tracks with the disappearing of manufacturing jobs in this country. And there are unions that are involved in this, not the least of which is SEIU at the national level, who's very interested in this issue and seeing these types of systems return and being accessible to Americans.
Do you think this is the motivation from the governor? SEIU has been important to him in politics, and I guess he probably wants to keep them in his group.
Given how active they've been nationally on this issue, I don't think you can discount their involvement, especially given the fact that the governor has some future ambitions politically.
I've heard that. What about the chairmanship of this group?
Well, this group is being run by Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, the former lieutenant governor who has been in recent years working on issues related to retirement. She wants to look at models from outside the country. She highlighted the Netherlands and Australia and Great Britain. And really, she seems very interested in defined benefit plans that pay people a monthly check rather than providing them a lump sum at retirement.
We keep coming back to the question of, are people really providing for themselves when they retire?
You're right. And one of the interesting things to look at is that there's this number that's cited from the Bureau of Labor Statistics about 50% of workers, private workers, don't have access to a pension plan. And when you look at the numbers, you see as the companies get larger, access increases. One of the numbers that really sort of drives this, though, is economics. If you make more money, you're more likely to be involved in saving for your own retirement. Somebody who's making $10 an hour probably doesn't have the extra income to set aside for their own retirement.
Well, of course, and I think most people who are listening to this would be saying precisely the same thing, particularly when we know that people who work for a living haven't gotten very much in the way of pay increases for 15 years.
This issue is much more complicated than just simply saying it's an access issue. I mean, there are economic issues related to, you know, the unemployment and underemployment rate in this country, and also the wage stagnation that we've seen increase, especially over the last 5 years. It's not just as simple as saying people don't have access to these plans.
Well, Brian, at least one of the candidates for governor really doesn't think much of this idea.
Yeah, Larry Hogan, it probably comes as no surprise, is adamantly against this. He thinks that the government has no business being involved in handling pension systems for private employers and called it ludicrous and said it was essentially taking advice from bank robbers on how to not get robbed.
Well, that's an interesting take, isn't it? Okay, Brian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.